This is KWBU-FM. Last September, Texas State Technical College opened a Challenger Learning Center at its Waco campus. The facility is meant to stir interest in subjects like science and math, all through a simulated space mission. And as KWBU's Carlos Morales reports, although the center opened last year, its doors just opened to students.
In just a few seconds, 11 and 12-year-olds from Woodgate Intermediate School will be blasting off into space. Well, simulated space. The virtual tour is part of the Challenger Learning Center at TSTC's campus in Waco. The site invites students from the area to take part in lessons based on subjects like science and math. Director Trey Pearson says the activities the kids do are an extension of the classroom and also aligned with state standards.
They get to be astronauts, all that fun stuff. But really what they're getting to do is put all the knowledge that they need to know and stuff they're learning into practice.
But before liftoff, Pearson assigns the kids here job titles. Some will work at mission control. Others will be part of the life support team evaluating the crew's vitals.
You are our crew for the next couple hours, all right? You are going to be put into two teams, Team A and Team B, okay?
During their briefing, the students are also told about the history behind the center. There are two other locations in Texas, and across the country, even more. They were founded in memory of the crew that died in the 1986 Challenger explosion. Pearson reminds students of this during each visit.
So the reason we're here is because their families got together and decided they wanted to make sure that we kept that teaching mission alive. All right, we wanted educators talking about space and STEM, and we wanted students like y'all studying it.
Next, the students are split into teams. Both groups will take turns as one heads into space while the other stays back at mission control. The idea is to work together, and these kids, one wearing a NASA shirt and others decked out in goggles and gloves, are getting the hang of it.
Mission control, this is Unity. Attention, all communications are temporarily closed as we prepare to analyze a gas sample that we have collected from the tail of Comet Halley.
Tiffany Ashcroft is one of the sixth graders here on this day. She was on the mission's medical team. Her group evaluated the crew, checking visuals and temperatures. Admittedly, she's not a big fan of science, but she says she enjoys it, especially when it's interactive, like today's lesson.
Yeah, I thought it was really fun because it was like we were learning, but it was kind of fun learning, hands-on learning.
Tiffany's teacher, Linda Peebles, says this hands-on approach introduces kids to serious concepts without the formality and sometimes rigidness of the classroom.
It's real world. Like they're realizing that, oh my gosh, this is what people do day to day. There's people doing this now. And so the excitement of that is really, I think, eye-opener for some of these children.
After the exercise, the kids are debriefed. Director Pearson goes over what the students did and what they learned. But ultimately, he says, the idea is to stress to these students that when it comes to education, the sky's the limit. For KWBU, I'm Carlos Morales.